evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night. And let's see, what's the date today? Oh, boy, I don't even know. Let's see if I've got the little clock up here. 6/20/2024. And there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get some stuff out of here real quick so I know what's going on. The Hezbollah war is about ready to break out with Israel, and Israel is getting ready to invade southern Lebanon. And the diplomacy stuff has failed. You got a U.S. Navy destroyer attacked by the Houthis, and then back-to-back strikes in the Red Arabian Sea. I mean, this thing is getting wild weasel, isn't it? But let's tell you what's going on in America. All right, right now. This from deep background sources. All day yesterday, two E6s were covering, guess what? The Great Lakes, but really northeast out of Duluth, Minnesota in Superior. And one E6 was up there covering it, going back and forth and doing circles and, you know, and loops and that kind of stuff, looking for something. What are they looking for? They're looking for Russian Poseidon submarines, the ones that lay on the bottom, that have a nuclear device that can blow an entire Great Lake and send it all down the river. We had last week, I told you about on Thursday night, a big freighter up on, I think it was on Lake Michigan, running in the deep water, running into something, all right? But then that didn't make any sense, did it? Unless a Russian sub comes up and bumps it or shoots an air bubble up or something like that, or shoots something up to bump the bottom of the freighter. And believe me, the two E6s were up all day yesterday. One was up there, and then it had to go probably get gas. And then a second E6. Now, what the deal with an E6 is, an E6 has got command and control on it. It's got command and control on an E6 of sufficient rank that they can order somebody to take something out, like take out that Russian sub or take out that whatever it is, that small unit. And guess what? Northeast of Duluth there in that Superior, there's like a, how do you describe it? And I can't get the map out and tell you exactly what it is because I can't read good right this second. But it's like a wilderness seashore area. And that would be a real good place to spirit across some Ruski or Red Chinese or whoever you want to have over there in the deal. But now today, they're still northeast out of Duluth, Minnesota. After that second one came up and finished the day off, they're still up there, but there's no squawk on the ADS-B because they're not squawking now. But they're up there anyway. The background tells me there's a way of knowing, and I know that that would be correct. I'm not going to tell you how you know. But they are up there. The E6s are up on the Great Lakes of Superior and where it connects to Michigan, etc. And then we had the other E6, or excuse me, I haven't told you that. There was an E6 out of Atlantic City that went out about 200 miles yesterday. Looking for stuff, probably Russian submarines, which we've told you there's 10 or 11 of them out there. They're not necessarily surfacing like they did the one off the coast of Florida, but then also there's more information about that. Remember how we said, told you that off of Miami Beach that there was a Russian ship was out there? And if people could see the thing, well, then we had a helicopter, a U.S. military helicopter, out there further out looking for it, and then it was right there off the beach. Well, when you say off the beach, it's probably at the 12-mile limit. Probably at the 12-mile legal limit. But some people on boats and stuff on a clear day can see out that far. And the news media, I guess, in Miami basically said, oh, the government says there was no Russian ship out there off the coast, off Miami Beach. But there sure as heck was one off there. And then other people said, I saw the thing. I was with my family on a boat off just off Miami Beach, and the thing was out there about 12 miles, and it was there, and it had a Russian flag. So then yesterday and today, then we got all the activity out of Tampa. We're as well, not an E6, but we're on a surveillance plane, left Tampa, went up the East Coast, and went guess where? On up into Canada to the St. Lawrence Seaway to investigate again what we have been telling you about for months, that the Russians have an ability. And if you've got a Russian spy ship, but it's some kind of a different looking freighter or a different looking a research vessel or something such as that, and it's not necessarily flying the Russian flag, but it's under a different name, but it's a Russian spy ship for deep background. Well, then we told you months ago that there are certain cargo type things on the side of this vessel, because I'd seen a picture of the vessel. It's a picture of the vessel, but it had special like cargo lockers on the sides that went down the whole length of the side. That would be just a real good place to have a smaller Russian Poseidon sub that once you got out into deep water, you could sort of like unlock the locker box or the cargo hold and then let that down and let it slip into the ocean or slip into the Great Lakes or the St. Lawrence Seaway and then move its way along. And then if you had several of them on the same vessel, or if you had different had that vessel coming in different times. Oh, and I know well, there's docks and there's people there that would look for it. You would not see it. It's not flying the Russian dadgum flag. I saw a ship that could do it. I saw a picture of it. It's a new Russian spy ship. But it ain't outfitted like a Russian destroyer, let's say, or a corvette or something like that. It looks like a research vessel. All right, now we had the surveillance craft out of Dilibird or MacDill, went up near Tampa, and that went up all the East Coast and then went up to go check out the St. Lawrence Seaway, because I guarantee you that's where the Russians have been bringing these things in. We got the E6s ready to kill if necessary with a ranking person on board and order the kill of something if they spot it in the Great Lakes. Because I'm going to tell you what, we ain't wrong about that. The old Hawk Show is not wrong about that. But they're not squawking today, but we know that they're up there. Now, just so you understand, a Russian Poseidon sub, and we might send our P-8 Poseidons up there, which are aircraft, not the P-3 Orions, but the latest version of the P-8 Poseidon, our aircraft to go up there to look, which are this, got all the fancy sensors and all the radars and LIDARs and this DAR and that DAR and the other DAR, okay? To look for stuff. There are best people in terms of sensors and radar and that kind of stuff. They're surveillance craft, but with altitude that can basically then do that and then say, hey, that sucker right there, nail that sucker good. And then in the midst of all of this, Russia's talking about arming in space again with the nuclear weapons. Well, they've already got them up there. The U.S. has had them up there. We got spacecraft up there. The Russians have spacecraft up there. What do you think they're carrying in their spacecraft? A knuckle sandwich? No, they ain't got a knuckle sandwich or a... They're not, they're unarmed in space. Baloney, baloney, baloney. Okay? Baloney, baloney. I guess the Russians nailed about 2,000 troops. Zelensky's troops. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to go wild weasel. You got to make sure you get to the grocery store and get you any canned goods you can get or any mountain house. Go out to Cabela's or Bass Pro or Shields or wherever wherever you get your stuff. Because I'll tell you, ordering online, Brother Quail said years ago, at a certain point in time, the UPSs don't run, you know? So you got to make sure you do that. But now Steve has got ability to overnight you gold or silver. You call Steve Quail at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, or if you get Tyler, his son, or if you get Daryl, a capable manager, or anybody else on the phone there, tell them Hawk sent you and that you need to get some gold or silver quick. And while you're at it, I would sign up for any kind of a thing that Steve has got. But I'll tell you what, Q-Files 2.0 and then also Earth in the Crosshairs, the International Gates of Hell Have Opened, a film by Steve Quail, Daniel Oldings. Video on demand, available August 1. DVD, available August 15. You can watch the video trailer there, and I'll tell you what. You watch that video trailer, you'll be entranced by it, I'm telling you, because it's incredible. Anyway, I was talking to you about all the stuff going on. There was an E6 out west as well. We had the E6 coming out of Atlantic City, going out about 200 miles to look around and looky-see. You had the report out of Miami, but, well, the news media said that the government didn't detect any Russian fleet off of Miami Beach. But yet the people in Miami Beach were saying, hey, we're out there just a little ways, not too far off the beach. And son of a gun, there's a Russian flag flying off of a ship. We could see it with the binocs, and they're out about the 12-mile limit. That's a different one than the other one that came and appeared off the beach when the Russian submarine, which I've been told by Deep Background, they didn't poo-poo what Old Hawk had said about the 40-meter handband being used by the Russian submarine that surfaced off the coast of Florida and said they were 200 kilometers out. Remember that? And they started talking to the hams in Florida and Texas and various places along the coast. And when I told you about that, I've gotten Deep Background confirmation that is real, truthful, and no question about it, and nobody poo-pooed it in the official circle. We're trying to help the United States defend it, okay? We're trying to protect you out there in the audience, trying to warn you, because I was called by the Archangel Michael to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what's to come, and how you might prepare for it. And God bless you all out there. God bless Lady J on the Blue Ridge and on the in the Smokies. She started more people canning goods and doing different stuff than you can imagine. God bless all those in the Uper. And JW, I saw your another one recently. So JW Dayton. A-OK. Well, anyway, most interesting. And you can't go to the ADSB and figure that all the crap are up there because they ain't going to squawk. They're not going to broadcast their location. So we had the E6 out of Atlantic City as well, and also a surveillance craft, not an E6, but a surveillance craft out of the MacDill or Dillybird, I call it, went up all the East Coast and up to the St. Lawrence Seaway to investigate what old Hawk's been telling you about over and over again for months. The northeast of Duluth, that's an interesting thing because I'll tell you, there is that wilderness, you know, like it's a real pristine, beautiful coastline, I think National Seashore Wilderness coastline there in Superior. And that would be a real good place to hide out, if you know what I mean. Hide out with some Russian commando or Red Shiny commando. Okay. Or I suppose you could throw some Norks into the game. Now the North Koreans are supplying Russia with all kind of weaponry and ammunition and ordnance for their war against the Ukraine. And now they reaffirm the relationship between Kim Jong-un and Putin. And then there's another aspect to that. Because now they're talking about, in U.S. diplomatic circles, whoa, boy, Iran has got a new computer program, run their centrifuges to speed up the production of nuclear weapons. Iran has had a nuclear weapon that they bought on the black market in 1997. They had additional weapons were bought in the black market, some of which may have been even bought from Ukraine back then when it was a Russian. This stuff just gets deeper and deeper, piles of, you know what, horse hockey, let's call it. Ladies and gentlemen, you had better prepare yourselves for what's going to come. And what's going to come is going to be some kind of a knockout of the power grid, martial law, quote unquote, nuclear warfare. And that doesn't have to be destruction of cities and all of that kind of stuff with the 1950s and 60s. ICBMs. It could be knocking out of the power grid. Well, if you knock the power grid out in the United States, pop, pop over the center of the country, or you could do it even in a third of the country, pop, pop, East Coast, pop, pop, Midwest, pop, pop, West Coast, okay? You could do it that way. They could pop a few of them up in there. But if you just hit two good ones and knocked out the entire power grid with the EMP pulse, within 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States is dead. You can look at 1 second after. 1 second after. William R. Forstchen, Forstchen. It's a forged book. 1 second after. You got to read that book and then go to the back. Read all about it. When an EMP knocks out the grids, nationwide. And they don't know who did it at the essentially, they don't know who did it at the beginning. So now, you see also, I'm going to just give you a tip for all the ladies out there. If you do not have, and then I'm going to give you a suggestion because it's a good little firearm, all right? Ruger Little Colt Pistol LCP2. Ruger LCP2. You can get it in a 380 caliber. .380 caliber. You can get it in a 22 caliber, but I would suggest you get it in a 380, so it's got a little more punch perhaps to it. Five shot. And then if you get one of them handbags, ladies, if you're out there and you notice these handbags that have an end pocket that you can push that gun up into it. And then if you're concealed carry, if you have a state or an area, you know, like say you live in Missouri, or if you live in Kansas, or you live in Vermont, or different places which have concealed carry right off the bat, or if you have a concealed carry license in whatever state you live in, or if you just like your Second Amendment and you say, heck, I'm not going to get nailed by one of these dadgum illegal aliens that are raping women and killing them and murdering them along the pathways of hiking trails and biking trails and in the middle of a park in Queens, New York. And the guy ties up the two kids, the 13-year-old kids, and then rapes the girl. But God bless the people who saw the sketch. They gave a good sketch artist. Gave a sketch, and they got him, and then somebody recognized a sketch that was put out by the police, and they saw this guy, and they jumped on him, and they pounded him to the ground and held him till the cops came while somebody called the police. Said, we've got the child rapist, the 13-year-old girl rapist right here, right off the sketch. Come and get him. And then this guy... How do you get from Maryland and kill this wonderful mother of five last year on a hiking trail? And then how do you get to Tulsa, Oklahoma? All right. Well, you get there because you're one of these special migrants. Then they can fly on anything. All they got to do is present their little card or something, and they fly them wherever they want to fly them. And all the plumbers and laborers and the concession stand helpers at the ball game or the everybody who works for the living out there is paying for these people to go wherever they want to go. And so finally they get him with DNA. So if they have DNA on this guy, then they obviously knew who the guy was. Right? They got DNA from an attack previously. Then they got DNA from the attack in Maryland. But then today we hear about another one. Some 12-year-old girl dead in a creek outside of Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, and ladies in particular, Ruger Little Colt Pistol. It's got a nice small frame, but it's got some punch to it. Five shots, 380, more shots on a 22. And if you get one of those purses that you can just stick your hand in the end of that purse and pull it out, you might have a good scenario right like that. Right there. If you are a concealed carry, or if you're in a concealed carry state that allows you to conceal carry without having a license, or if you just are smart and you don't want anybody to nail you, if you're out jogging or walking or you go to the grocery store, because I'm going to tell you, you go to the grocery store or the drugstore. That's everybody goes to. Watch the people that watch you in line. When you're in line, don't be talking on the phone or looking at doing something else and all that. And then at five times busy, do one thing at a time, one thing at a time, and watch the people who are watching you in line. And it ain't the ones you think that you should be watching, you see, or you used to think you should. You used to think, the Hispanic people would be okay and all that. Now we're getting all these Venezuelan gangs and Ecuadorian gangs and all these different people coming in. They're the ones doing the killing of the women. So you go outside and you're in a hurry and you got to go for the grocery store and you got to get home to cook dinner. Or you got to get home to do something or to take the CVS or the Walgreens prescriptions home or whatever you're trying to do. But you got to pay attention. You have to pay attention and to watch out. And you say, as you go to that front door, you say, oops, and you back up and you go somewhere else and you see who comes and pass you by, or somebody gives you a weird look, or somebody stops on their tracks behind you. Then if that's the case, go back inside the store. Tell the store manager you think somebody's watching you. You see what I'm saying? And that would apply to men too, because it doesn't make any difference. Oh, boy. God bless old Jarhead and Angela out there. God bless y'all. And to your friends, God bless your friends in Indiana. God bless the Nebraska folk. God bless the scholar from Temecula and his crew. God bless y'all. And hats off to all the Texas friends. God bless you out there. The Upper, the Ohio's, the Indiana's, the Missouri's, the Kansas's. God bless you all. And the Californians. Northern California, too. For the most part, Southern California sometime. So we got deep background tells we had two E6, one after the other, covering northeast of Duluth, Minnesota in the Lake Superior area. And then also, you know, the lakes connect. And so if you can get there from St. Lawrence Seaway and go on through in a Russian spy ship that's not a fly the Russian flag, but heck, it could be a research vessel or a freighter or whatever it is, but it's got special dock, special compartments that you can unload from the side and then drop maybe two P-8 Poseidon subs into the water. Now, the P-8 Poseidon subs are Russia can lay on the bottom for over a year. They can be woke up by a radio frequency or a space, you know, from space or wherever, or from an adjacent shore, perhaps. Maybe in a nice little location for camping out. If you're Russian or perhaps you're Red Chinese or somebody helping them too. But it would be a Russian. Be a Spetsnaz or Naval Spetsnaz. Who's on board the research vessel, you see. So they could give a cue to the Russian sub, the Poseidon submarine, which could then blow itself up because it has a nuclear device on board and cause a tsunami wave of a Great Lake to go cascading at maybe 500 feet high. You see what I mean? And hitting cities and all along coastlines. and going through in other Great Lakes. And maybe you got one of these in each of the Great Lakes, or maybe more than one in each of the Great Lakes. Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe some along the way in the St. Lawrence Seaway itself in a deeper part of the river. All right? Maybe they plant one off of Miami Beach. Maybe they plant one off of Melbourne, where somebody was at up there the other day in Melbourne, Florida. And the fact is, I was telling you about North Korea, the Norks, and Putin. There's another side to that whole deal, too, which involves Iran. Iran has a defense contract with the Russians and the Chinese to defend each other, just like the North Koreans do now with Russia again. They always basically always did, in a sense. But fact is that North Korea supplies more than just regular weapons. You recall that at a certain period of time, there was a daily flight from North Korea to Iran. Daily flights. Not necessarily a, what do you call it, a commercial aircraft, but ostensibly it flies as one. But the North Koreans can take nuclear material or nuclear devices on their aircraft and fly it to Iran and give them the stuff that they need to get, nuclear material or completed nuclear devices. Or when the Russians were there back in 2004, 2005, we reported them, Israel wanted to nail Iran in those areas back then because of the creation of the nuclear material on the centrifuges. But the U.S. stopped Israel back then. I think it was 2004, 2005, 2006 in that area. They wanted to nail them. Nantans and all that kind of stuff where the nuclear supplies, but now they don't even give that name out on air, even on Fox News they don't. Oh, it's where the Iranians are creating their nuclear weapons with the new computer program. They launched one and exploded it in 97, Brother Quayle, Steve Quayle. God bless Steve Quayle. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Quayle made it okay for old Hawk to come back to Jesus. And I'm just, that's all I'm going to state it. He made it good and okay and for me to come back to Jesus, and I'm so glad I did. So glad I did. And Brother Quayle has done more speaking out and on big audiences. Art Bell and George Noory and all over the place. And Hagman and Alex Jones and just Steve's own programs. And then he got me to continue his two nights while he became more involved in making of the movies. And the movies he's doing, the videos are incredible. Brother Steve Quayle, you remember that name because I'm going to tell you, old Brother Quayle has done more to forward what Lord Jesus is doing on this planet than many of more preachers or what have you. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Don't you ever forget it. SteveQuayle.com. Go to SteveQuayle.com. Q-A-Y-L-E. And many of you listen on that channel anyway to the old Hawk Radio. As you scroll down at the bottom of the stories, you find listen to Hawk Radio, don't you? And then gsradio.net, gsradio is where we're at. You get the archives and you can listen to all of Hawk's archives Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I was going to tell you about precious metals because I think it's important to see where we're at on that. Because if you go to stevequayle.com, you click on his Renaissance Precious Metals clicker. Gold, 23.61.67. Up 0.46 cents today. Silver, $30.85, up 4 cents. $30.85 on silver. Remember when Steve was telling you about it, and silver was about $4.55 bucks somewhere in there, and then gold was about $300, $350. Steve told you to buy it back then. Had you have done it, what would you have been like? You can do it now. Platinum, $992.75, up $3.59. Gold, silver, and platinum. Not a bad way to go. And Brother Quayle's got them on the hook at various locales that are central in the United States. He can get them to you quick. Have them overnight, the gold or the silver, if you can do it. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Renaissance Precious Metals. We'll take good care of you. Because what are we going to do? Have a piece of paper that says, oh boy, you've got this or that or the other. In some kind of account in New York City? Well, I don't think so. Because when the power grid goes down, like I said, within 1 year, according to congressional hearings, within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States is gone. Don't be in the 90%. Have sufficient long-term storage food, canned goods, water barrels, and get the smaller ones or stack blocks, water blocks. Water purification, you can get the Berkeys, the British Birkfelds. You can still get their old high-quality filtration that they use for years and that missionaries and people all over the world use to purify the water or to filter it. The Selsun, which has got a ceramic filter and some carbon to it. You can also get PUR, pure water filtration. There's different stuff out there. Aquarain, all kinds of stuff. Katadyn, K-A-T-A-D-Y-N, Katadyn combis, or other Katadyn filters. Alexa Pure, I mean, it's got different ones. Anyway, you have that, and then if you have also the MicroPure and the different chemicals that you can use to purify water, you need to be redundant on water and redundant on food and redundant on firearms and ammunition to protect it. How long will it last? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what, if you're sitting there with all kind of money in the 401k or in the bank account or in your stock futures and, you know, whatever, I don't know. Some people have a whole lot of money. I just tend to not. Sometimes you can't get around the block. But be that as it may, I strike blows for the against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and I warn the remnant of what's to come and then. And how to possibly prepare. And I got that from the Archangel Michael in a waking vision and waking dream. Not a dream, really, in a vision. And a portal opened in the side, basically, of my bedroom. I could smell the most beautiful smells of heaven. I could hear angels' voices and the beautiful melodic music and singing of angels. And then all of a sudden, there's Archangel Michael appearing to me and Gabriel. But Gabriel didn't say anything, but he was with Michael. And I found that to be significant. And then there's a witness to that in my spouse. Because I was telling her what I was seeing and all the things, and could she hear it or could she see it? Some she could. I was sitting in a chair. Darkened bedroom. Had been listening to the radio. But then I turned the radio off and I was just relaxing for a minute. And bingo. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. When you see an archangel, whoa, Nelly. But I've also seen Lord Jesus as well. Because years ago, remember back years ago, whenever I was in a diabetic coma, I saw Lord Jesus in the tube or the tunnel between here, between my body in the hospital and between heaven. What a wonderful, loving, beautiful sight. I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Jesus is real. You better understand that, and you better repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And here I am. I've gone past the time that I thought I could come past. And I'm shooting out for 4th of July and end of July, okay? And then I'm shooting for dates in the fall. And I've got on my schedule, I'd like to go through the holidays again. And that is because of the Lord Jesus. And I tell you what, I have oxygen, I have to oxygen, I have to use a walker to walk. Or if I go somewhere where it's a long distance because I can't go more, it's getting to be if I go more than 5 or 10 paces, I have to stop and rest to even deep breathe through the diaphragm. But I can still talk because the Lord has preserved my voice, but also I got a big old head, okay? And if I'm putting oxygen into the nostril, and then I've got enough oxygen up here to talk, but I can't necessarily breathe deeply through the diaphragm without panting or without having to lean over on the walker and just kind of relax or whatever to try to can get my breathing going. And that's just a true story. People are asking me, how are you doing? What's going on? How do you feel? That's how I'm feeling. I'm in deep doo-doo, ladies and gentlemen. But there's power in the blood of Jesus, and it's going to be our Lord in heaven and Jesus deciding whether or not I'm going to continue on it for how much longer I'll be on this planet or I'll be in heaven, hopefully, and I think I will be. Because I've tried to be obedient to the charges I was given. The strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. And warn them, remnant, and what is to come, and who and what they might do to prepare for it. And when I'm telling you, you better get Mountain House, Alpenair, Wise, whatever it is, you better get it. You better get canned goods, Denny Moore beef stew, the junky soups. And I know all the soups now are not the best possible thing or the best possible because they got an ingredient here, but it's a ration. It's a ration. A can of chunky soup or canned Dimmer beef stew, that's a ration for one person for one whole day. You can imagine if you could heat up Progresso chicken noodle or Progresso beef barley, or if you had chunky sirloin burger, chunky beef, and you put that on the fire, and you heated that up, and it's got all the stuff in it. It's got the vegetables and potatoes and gravy and the meat. Then I'm going to tell you what, you can fight on that, you can live on that, and you better get you some of it as quickly as you can, more than just enough to go through next week's supper or a month's deal. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Hawk loves you out there, let me tell you. And I hear about all your prayers, and you email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Or if you want to send anything, and I hope you do, you want to enclose a little bit of Federal Reserve notes, or gold or silver, whatever, that's very good and most helpful and most needed, ladies and gentlemen. Send it to Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000 fold. May he return to you 10,000 fold and may protect you against all evil. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. So Hezbollah and Iran, you got the mullah in Iran barking up a sleeve, bark on TV, talking about how they will come and they will use the Hezbollah to nail Israel. And just so you know, there's thousands and thousands of missiles that Hezbollah has in the Lebanon. Thousands of missiles. And they've been burning up large portions of northern Israel. So much so, and hitting different cities and towns and different homes and buildings and what have you, that Israel is now developing the wherewithal and everything to invade southern Lebanon again, as they've done in the past, and to attack it. And when you see this little tip on TV about how Biden is shut down sending certain munitions to Israel, and Netanyahu is saying, hey, the weapons you promised you ain't delivering. Well, you know what it is. It's the JDAMs, it's the 500-pound bombs, the different bombs and stuff that can be flown in on a fighter jet quick and zapped. That's what they're not sending, is the actual ordnance for the fighter jets and for the bombers to attack Iran or any of Iran's allies or proxies like Hezbollah in Lebanon or Hamas in Gaza or the Houthis in Yemen or Iran itself. Consequently, when you don't provide the stuff, but you say you're going to, and then you lie about it on TV, and they're not going to talk about diplomatic language, bup, 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 bup. Mr. Red Guitar, electric guitar playing Secretary of State. I think he ought to wear that out when he goes out instead of his suit. He could have like a rock of that red guitar on his chest, and he could say, this is my Secretary of State. Ha, ha, ha. But he's saying they ain't going to talk about it. Well, let me tell you what. They're not delivering it. They're not delivering it. And it's the bombs. It's the actual bombs or the missile that would go on the Israeli jets. that would then be utilized not only to nail Gaza, but to also nail Hezbollah, who's already starting to shoot missiles and rockets onto Israeli territory and destroy homes and other buildings and schools and factories and, you know, what have you, in northern Israel. So we're going to see this light up. The Israeli jets can fly off of Cyprus, according to Al Turner, and I knew that before. Al said that, but they had the ability to do that. And one of the reasons they do is because Israel found, I think, some properties, oil properties in the Gulf or in the ocean, not that far from there. But they also have a relationship with Greece. And Greece and Cyprus, if Cyprus gets nailed by the Iranians, then Greece is going to get into it. Then Turkey and Greece don't like each other, Hal says. That's true. I mean, we've seen that for years and years and years. Korean War, very pronounced in the Korean War. You even saw it on MASH. Where the Greeks and the Turkish were fighting each other on MASH one time. The TV show. So, ladies and gentlemen, you better prepare as best you can. And I'm talking about a year's supply of food for your family, if you can get it. Or if nothing else, get one more can of Denny Moore beef stew, one more can of Progresso soup, one more can of chunky soup. Because that's another day of rations for one more person. Nothing wrong with canned goods. It's not gourmet fresh food, but I'm going to tell you what. It has the listed ingredients on the back that are the RDAs and all of the stuff. The date that's on the top of canned goods doesn't mean they're bad. That just means they can guarantee. And I asked Alan Canning people this one time years ago when I happened to meet a guy who was involved with Allen Canning, which is a big canning company that does many of the canned goods out of Arkansas for restaurants and restaurant supply. So I said, what's this date on the top? He said, don't worry about that. The date is not when the stuff goes bad. That's how long it can be guaranteed for, that the listed ingredients on the side of the label 100% certain about the vitamins, minerals, and all the different nutrients that are in the food. Now, obviously, if you open a can, it's got some stinky smell, and you got black death in there. Don't eat it. But you know what I'm saying. Watch out for dented cans. Don't ever bring them home from the grocery. Get clean cans, but I've eaten chunky soup that's 7, 8, 10 years old, and it's heated on up, and throw you some Ritz crackers in there or saltines, you're in good shape. And it is a ration. So I'll tell you what, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight, do you? I hope you don't. And to all the wonderful, good people, Warren Soul Drive, all the good people everywhere, the beekeeper in South Carolina, all those wonderful people down there, I guess car prices, the MW car price crashed by up to 60%. The worst is yet to come. And to my buddy Crazy Horse, we talked about the Idaho and all the potatoes and how the Idaho greenies basically have based upon letting all of the water go out to sea, in a sense, and go west out of Idaho. And then it's hurting the potato farmers. And that is going to take out all the Orida and all the stuff and all the potatoes and the sacks and bags of potatoes and all these things that will come out of the food supply because the potato farmers can't pay the bills without the water. And I think China would love that, don't you? And Russia would love that, don't you? It looks like the peace conference held in Switzerland this past weekend revealed that the Ukraine has been ordered to launch another counteroffensive against Russia within 45 days. By Herr Jacques Sullivan, perhaps, or Red China Joe. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. I'm telling you, you better get ready out there. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor. Strike blows against those you know or the enemies of Jesus. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're good to go. And Mickey Lapua. Mickey. Hand to hand or on the 338, baby. You're deadly. Deadly, deadly, deadly. Squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Don't jerk it. Road and track and little L. You got a good mommy and daddy. You tell them hi for me. And hello to you. The Lord Jesus loves you. You keep up with your studies, even in the summertime. You can read those books. Do the science and understand the science. Have your daddy tell you about electricity and all the different things. Circuits, what you can do with them. And you ought to be doing your Muay Thai and your ninja stuff as well. And a little target practice. Hurt you with the BB gun or maybe a 22 if your daddy supervises. Good night.